FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's February 21st, 2018. So you saw about Parkland, the shooting there. It's the capitalization on that tragedy by the Democrats, by the left. Nothing new there. Well, David Horowitz is with us. First, if you got a question for David or myself, email us at kl@kerrylutz.com. So basically, the left is always capitalizing upon race to prove a point or to further an issue. David, you need no introduction. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Actually, it's much worse than capitalizing on race. The left is out to destroy this country. That's their agenda. They don't like capitalism. They don't like the free market, but they actually don't like the rule of law. They don't like individual freedom. They want everybody judged by their racial or ethnic or gender group. So they're at war with America. And race is the chief weapon that they use. I've written this, it's a pamphlet, but also it's an article that you can get at frontpagemag.com. It starts by saying civilizations die when they cease to believe in themselves. What has powered America over the last 2.5 centuries is our belief in ourselves as a beacon of freedom. The left is using race to destroy that belief in ourselves and therefore our will to defend ourselves. And they condemn America as a country that had slavery, was built on slavery, they like to say. And as Barack Obama, the chief leftist, said when he was president, racism, slavery, racism, Jim Crow, that's in our DNA, meaning that's who we are. This is a monster lie and easily disproven. Slavery existed in Africa for 1,000 years before a white person ever set foot there. White people did not go to Africa and throw nets over Africans and enslave them. They were already enslaved by other black Africans. The Europeans went there, went to slave auctions in Ghana and Benin in particular, and bought already enslaved Africans who had been enslaved by black Africans. What America did, so the first time, it's the first time in history, a country was created dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal and have a right to liberty. Within one generation, a little more because people didn't live so long in those days, and at the cost of 350,000 Union lives, black slavery was abolished, not only in the United States, but throughout the hemisphere. In other words, blacks enslaved blacks and white Americans freed them. Every black in America owes his or her freedom to Thomas Jefferson and those Union soldiers and Abraham Lincoln, of course. That's the truth. Americans can be proud of their history and should be proud and should defend it. The use of race, as I say, the left, they're collectivists. They're based, you know, if they didn't, the left controls the language because they run the universities and the media. But the left that we see today in America is a neo-communist left. It has the same attitude as the Lenin, Stalin, and the communists had, Mao in particular. But they've made one adjustment, which is instead of just seeing classes as oppressed, they now include races, genders, and ethnicities. And that, in doing so, they make white people evil. The most virulent and widespread and overt racism in America is anti-white racism. I say that as somebody who's fought in the civil rights movement since 1948, actually. It's anti-white racism. That is the racism that reigns in this country today. It's the only racism that's open in demonizing another race. There are, of course, some white races who demonize blacks, but they're marginal. Whereas the demonization of whites is a work now of the Democratic Party. It's in the Democratic Party platforms. In any case, this is the battle.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, you know, I mean, obviously there was a lot of institutionalized racism in the U.S., you know, till the 60s.
Until 1964, 65. Institutional racism, which is condemned in the Democratic Party platform, doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. But they ran out of racists. Racists are under the rocks.
Yeah.
They've been driven out of the public sphere unless they're anti-white racists. Mm-hmm. And that's been for the last 50 years. So they invent this idea of institutional racism, but the Civil Rights Acts outlaw institutional racism. And of course, the courts are left. So the fact that there are not an epidemic of suits over institutional racism is a good sign that it doesn't exist.
Yeah, that whole concept of the Voting Rights Act and the Justice Department monitors, is any of that really necessary at this point?
Well, I don't think you can eliminate it because they'll say that that's white racism. So leave it in place. But no, I think this country is so beyond racism. Not that there are a lot of racists out there, but as like you say, they're mainly anti-white racists, a lot of black racists, because there's no penalty for blacks who are racist. No moral penalty, no ostracism penalty or anything. But America is the most tolerant, inclusive country on the face of this earth with large populations. Look, there isn't one black-run country in the world, not one black majority country in the world that has elected a white president. There's not one Asian majority country in the world that has elected a white president. Yeah, we had 8 years of Barack Obama, and not to mention Lynch and Holder, two very corrupt attorney generals. America is it's the model for the rest of the world for an integrated, non-racist society. And you can see it, you just turn on your television. It's thoroughly integrated, the images. Advertisers who don't want to lose customers. They have interracial couples, black men, white women, white men, black women. These were utterly taboo in the eras of racism, and they're completely normal and accepted. Nobody blinks an eye now. So it's a terrible libel against this country, the left.
Yeah. So what about the NFL protests? What were they all about?
You know, this idiot, Colin Kaepernick, he's got I think she's a Muslim girlfriend who hates this country. And it's the leftist slander that America, every time there was a shooting, alleged shooting, it was shooting of police officers, it doesn't matter whether it was Baltimore or Dallas, the police chief goes on camera, he's black.
Mm-hmm.
There's this mythical epidemic, it's supposed to be open season on blacks. There are no statistics that support it, just prejudice. And I guess Kaepernick, but look, when you kneel, when you disrespect the national anthem, it's a little different. From, Kaepernick could have gone to him if he felt there was a police department that was racist. He could have made a protest there. This is leftism. They hate America. I repeat that. They hate America. The national anthem, this idiot woman in California who was the head of the teachers union here, and now I think she's the head of the NAACP, called the national anthem racist. That's because she's illiterate and can't. Doesn't understand it. And the verse that has the alleged racism in it is the third verse, which nobody ever sings or knows. It's just hatred of America.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And, you can directly tie the Parkland shooting to this, because what Holder did was basically forced school systems, particularly the Broward County school system, into a see no evil, hear no evil, report no evil to the police.
Yeah, the left is always covering for these murderers.
Yeah.
The left, and the terrorists too. How did the FBI miss all these terrorists? They were all on their lists because it was politically incorrect to think that Muslims might be terrorists. It's sick.
Yeah.
It's what it is.
Really, really amazing. So
let's blame guns.
Yeah.
Let's take away guns. I mean, that's the only protection people have since our law enforcement. They're hands tied by these leftist myths.
Yeah, and what they did there was basically said, for minority students, we don't want them suspended. We don't want them expelled. We want their suspension and expulsion rates to be the same as whites. And therefore,
yeah, but their behavior is not the same as whites. And the reason is that they don't have fathers in the home.
Yeah.
And it's so, look, every killing field in America, every inner city of any size, Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, St. Louis, Washington, D.C., is 100% controlled by the Democratic Party and has been for 50 to 100 years. All the catch and release policies, all the soft on crime policies, it's all coming from the left. That's the Democrats. And the Republicans are too polite to mention it. Or when they do, like when Trump talked about the carnage in the inner city, the Democrats had the brazenness to say that he was running down the inner city as though there isn't carnage. Of course there is.
Yeah, the inner cities are a mess because of the very thing you're talking about. The police in Baltimore, they don't want to be proactive. Police in Chicago, in all of these cities, in St. Louis.
Well, you've got a racist administration in Baltimore. It's corrupt, and it creates the crime. If you have a hands-off policy to criminals, they're going to flourish, which is what's happened. And you can't say anything because the mayor's black and the attorney general's black and the police commissioner, well, like, they got rid of him. And the new one is black.
Mm-hmm.
It's just we live in insane time, and it's because people are politically correct. They're under the party line. They won't challenge it, and that's why Trump is such an important figure, and why they hate him, because he has no respect for political correctness.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish there were more Republicans like that.
Yeah, well, it seems like they're few and far between, doesn't it? Nobody has courage, or maybe they're in on it as well, these Republicans. They are currying favor.
Well, nature is to capitulate.
Yeah, yeah. And then imagine when they don't, then they really are called racist and bigots and all of that. So is this trend changing here? Are people starting to fight back and reject the thesis that's being put forward to you?
I think there's a movement within liberalism rejecting this because it's so anti-free speech, so communist is what it is. Andrew Sullivan had a pretty good piece in The Atlantic. But, as I point out, we gave a National Book Award to Ta-Nehisi Coates, who wrote a book called Between the World and Me, which is a virulently racist and anti-American book. It's a horrifying book. And the Atlantic Monthly, he writes, he's an editor at the Atlantic Monthly, got a MacArthur Genius Award, faculty position at MIT. I mean, it's disgraceful. But Ta-Nehisi Coates argues there's no such thing as black-on-black crime because whites are responsible. How racist is that?
And we know that most of the killings of blacks, 95% or more, are done by other blacks. So,
well, that's the center of his book.
Mm-hmm.
His friend was killed by a policeman. The policeman said that the friend tried to run him over in his vehicle. The problem for Coates is that the policeman was black. So how does he explain it? He says that policeman was thinking white. You can't get more racist than that.
Yeah.
And this guy is invited to the Obama White House and celebrated. The Atlantic described him as the most important writer in America today. That's how sick our country is at this point in time.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So you think there's a backlash happening, though, that the blacks are living there?
I think there are people always thinking, it doesn't get to the surface until certain, circumstances occur or conditions. But yeah, there are people who are thinking, I think people, we just need more people with the courage to say things as they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a risk to do that, though, isn't it? I mean, look how you've been pilloried.
Oh, it's always a risk. Yeah. I've been sort of marginalized for speaking out. But, there are others who've come along, and that's great.
Yeah. And we need more of them, obviously. So you think there's maybe a light at the end of the tunnel here?
Look, I'm always an optimist. I think America is a very resilient country today. But I see how overwhelming. I mean, look at the Democrats. I mean, how corrupt they are. How they colluded with the Russians and then try to blame Republicans. How they lie, how they break the law, and they have no respect for our national secrets. How they ran down our military, how they appeased the Russians until they decided the Russians were the number one enemy.
Yeah.
We have a long way to go to ensure that the future of this country is safe.
So you have to reject political correctness and state your views and take the risk of backlash.
Yeah, same way you see a racist. Joy Reid is a racist. That guy Acosta is a racist.
Oh, yeah.
It's Trump. When he calls Adam Schiff a liar, that's just accurate.
Yeah, well, calling them out, but, you know, it's okay for the left to call people out, but it's never okay for the right to do it, right?
Correct. Yeah. And it won't be until enough people have the courage to do it, no matter what they say.
Yeah, correct. Correct. So, all right. Well, David, so we go to frontpagemag.com and we can get your pamphlet article there. Downloaded, I take it?
Correct.
All right.
Or you go up there, there's an ad for it. You buy 50 copies, it's $1 a copy. It's a warning to America.
Yeah, and a very timely warning too, I might add. Well, David, it's always great to have you on. Thanks so much, and keep up the fight. Hey, and make sure you check out the site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Send us an email, be part of the show, kl@kerrylutz.com. That's the email address, the Twitter feeds @KerryLutz, and the Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Don't forget, you can automatically subscribe to the podcast. You just go over to iTunes.com or open up your iTunes app if you have it already on a Mac or a PC. Go to the store, search on Kerry Lutz or Financial Survival Network. When it comes up, click subscribe and follow the directions. You'll automatically get the show delivered to your computer every time we post a new one. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back shortly.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.